For baseball fans, even an active off-season hot stove league by itself is no substitute for action on the diamonds. Just like nicotine-addicted smokers, ardent seamheads need patches to get us through until opening day. Spring training's pitchers and catchers report this week, but even that may not be quite enough to satisfy the need for horsehide and hickory, dirt and sun. Elsewhere, even the March madness of Illinois high school and NCAA basketball tournaments, much less NASCAR, the PGA, figure skating, the World Cup, the Iditarod, and the Winter Olympics, falls short of completely satisfying baseball loons with the winter shakes. So to survive the next few weeks, you might consider this seamhead solace and salves. TV, it has MLB Network's 20 Greatest Games or PBS production of Bleacher Bums. For radio, there's Abbott and Costello's Who's on First, always great. And online sources such as Old Time Radio have gems like Boston Blackie and The Baseball Player Murder. Books. The best-selling Baseball Prospectus, the annual book using the sabermetric system to analyze last season and forecast this summer's game, just came out. And nonfiction is virtually limitless. But Roger Kahn's Boys of Summer and David Halberstam's October 64 are fast and rewarding sports journalism. For fiction, there are dozens of excellent books with baseball as a theme, also available at libraries as well as bookstores. The best may be Mark Harris's Bang the Drum Slowly, W.P. Kinsella's Shoeless Joe, or Donald Hayes' The Dixie Association. Movies. There are many baseball films, too, from 42, Moneyball, and Fever Pitch to The Natural, Major League, and Bull Durham. Check out older or more obscure videos such as Damn Yankees, The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, The Pride of St. Louis, or The Stratton Story. Art. The classic Diamonds Are Forever, Artists and Writers on Baseball exhibit has been mimicked here and there, and the Smithsonian Institution's 168-page book of that show's highlights remains available online for as little as one penny. Theater. Unless you're incredibly lucky or willing to travel, most baseball-themed stage productions are available only online or on video. Look for The First with David Alan Grier as Jackie Robinson, or Lady of the Diamond with Christine Baranski. Music from Count Basie's Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball to Steve Goodman's A Dying Cub Fan's Last Request. There's an amazing assortment of baseball-themed music out there, and much of it is online. Terry Cashman's whole Talking Baseball series, starting with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, is sentimental, corny, and great. There have been countless versions of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and almost every team has some sort of goofball record featuring players, like the Cubs' Men in Blue, the Dodgers' rendition of We Are the Champions, and Phillies Fever. And don't forget John Fogerty's Center Field, Bob Dylan's Catfish, or Brownie McGee's New Baseball Boogie. Other, there are fantasy leagues, baseball cards, and games ranging from out-of-the-park baseball and diamond mine baseball to the timeless Stratomatic board game. Hang on, it's less than 6 weeks until the Cards, Cubs, and White Sox have their home openers.